Okay, hi everyone. Thank you very much for joining us for this podcast, our latest podcast, Fusion. And today we're talking about an amazing short film called Bus Driver, which is set in London. I'll just read you the synopsis. The normal journey of a London bus driver transforms into a living nightmare as he finds himself in the middle of a terrorist standoff between his panic-consumed passengers. Lives hang in the balance as he desperately tries to negotiate his way out of the quagmire. And joining us today, I'm really happy to announce that we've got Connor J. Matthews. He's a producer. Amar Singh Sethi, he's a director-writer. Bally Gill, who plays Raj, stroke bus driver, the main lead actor, brilliant performance. Thank you very much for joining us, one and all. Lovely to chat with you. Connor, let's start with you, actually. No, actually, I am going to go back to Amar. I was going to come to you next. But Amar, because as the writer-director, can I make the assumption that the genesis for this story was from you? Maybe I've got that completely wrong. But yeah, if you can give us some background as to where this all came about, how it all started, that'd be wonderful.
The film was a few things for me, really. I think one of the things that I felt as a South Asian background, I felt with a lot of atrocities that were happening around the world, I thought to myself, I started to look at those that were in our own community with some kind of sort of unconscious bias, and it came to the forefront for me. And I really wanted to hone in on what was making me feel that way. And I wanted to depict it on film. I also wanted to allow the audience to feel that also, because I believe that internally we're complicated beings. And I think having that come out to the forefront, because we're not aware of it, it's unconscious bias that we're dealing with. And to feel that or to come to terms with that is something I've had to battle myself, and I had to steer myself away from what you're groomed by socially, by the news, etc. And the second thing was, I was robbed when I was about 12 years old. I was robbed on the top of the deck of the bus, because at the back of the bus was the best place to sit. Right? It was a cool place.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. So that place in the bus was the scariest place on the bus. I'd never sat there again. So that's the other reason why I thought it'd be great, because I was stuck at the back of the bus. I couldn't get out. And I thought that was a great place to sort of put the scene together or that situation. So that's a couple of things that were inspired for the story.
No, it's a fantastic story. And I know we'll circle back to you in a moment, but the end sequence, right at the very end of the film, which I really loved that you sort of positioned that, although you inserted that, just thought it was a really cool scene. How did you sort the bus out? How on earth did you manage to, you know, what was the logistics behind getting to actually film on a bus? How difficult was that? Because I've heard people say about shooting on trains, and that's a bloody nightmare unless you're doing it as a guerrilla style. But how did you get it on a bus?
It was pretty difficult. You know what? I'm going to pass that question on to Connor.
I knew you. because
there was a lot of, I don't know if we could use any swear words on here, but there was a lot of stuff that happened on the shoot. You know,
you can swear. It's fine.
Yeah. There's a lot of shit that happened across the shoot. And I got to know afterwards that we nearly lost the bus a few times. But Connor obviously held that from me. He didn't relay that information. So I think Connor is the savior for the bus driver, I would say. So
Connor, well, tell us a little about it. Neatly over to you, Connor. So you sorted out the bus.
I'm sweating at the thought of it, actually. Like the nightmares. Cutting back, the flooding in. I mean, firstly, in terms of hiring a bus, that bit itself wasn't the challenge. You can go to sort of private, independent, right, you know, bus companies. The same way, you know, that, you know, a lot of the companies that we know around London get their buses, they go to these suppliers, and we did the same. But what the logistics of it, there were a few. For instance, we really wanted to depict a journey through London, which on screen is very simple. You know, the start of that journey, you do see it in sort of more rural London, and then by the end of it, of course, it's in central. And the logistics of that alone were quite significant, because we actually traveled on the day with all the extras that you see in that sequence where it all starts kicking off, and they all start trying to get off the bus. And we were traveling on one of the hottest days of the year. I think it was about 35 degrees plus outside. And on the inside of the bus, we had, for budget restrictions, we had a bus that ultimately was quite old and didn't have air conditioning that was functioning properly. And therefore, we were all just sweltering on this bus. We had people that couldn't handle it, so they went in their own cars, which only made things more difficult when we got to the other side because we're trying to find one another. But I think the thing that was one of the most notable things that I remember is that when Amar said that he wanted to film this particular sequence regarding what is ultimately a terrorist standoff in central London, doesn't matter what you've got in place in the middle of the day, you draw attention to it. You know, we have people who are banging on the glass, the extras, that is, screaming, there's a bomb on the bus, there's a bomb on the bus.
God.
You know, and imagine that in central London. And what we learned throughout this process as well is that we specifically parked near St. Paul's Cathedral, which now, this hasn't been fact-checked, to be fair, but what we were told is that, of course, the protections around St. Paul's Cathedral are rather intense, as you can imagine, in terms of situations like this. And we were told that if you, for instance, park too close to St. Paul's Cathedral without the right permissions, I mean, we had the permissions, but of course, it comes into question when you're screaming the things that we're screaming on the bus, then the police have to come check it out. And we're in the middle of a very intense sort of schedule. We can't afford for things like this to be happening. And you can imagine if the police came round and they're hearing things like this, it's going to cause a bit of a nightmare for us. Luckily, thank God, we didn't have any issues, but it was one of the things we were quite nervous about throughout. But I think when, you know, when Amar was talking about how we nearly lost the bus on several occasions, that mainly came down to the fact that our schedule was so intense that we were expected to essentially be off the bus by a certain point. But we had so much more to film. You know, there's bits within this film that we actually wanted to capture, which ended up ultimately we didn't get. You know, if you were to look, match it with the original script. So, you know, we had situations where the bus was like, I've got to leave now or I can't come back tomorrow. Like right now. We had a crew and a cast filled to the brim, you know, a bus filled to the brim. And we had to quickly just get everybody off in seconds. So it was a rather intense period, all that is to say, when we talk about the logistics of the bus.
It's amazing how whenever you recount this story to any filmmakers, or when I speak to filmmakers and they tell us about the trials and tribulations, and of course no one knows that. When you see it on screen, it all just looks smooth and cool and by the numbers, but I suppose that's ultimately what you're trying to get. But you'd never know. And I know the sequence where you've got St. Paul's Cathedral, you're looking at the bus and over the, towards the left, so I know where kind of where you are. So Bally, how were you brought? I mean, obviously you're the main lead actor in this, but what was the process of bringing you in to make this film?
Yeah, so I auditioned like every actor and got the script, and I really enjoyed it. I did a self tape and I showed the guys, and I think Amar enjoyed it. I think he liked it and said, there was a lot of sort of, you could change bits and pieces of it in terms of like what was naturally sort of the text of what you were saying as well, which was amazing because Amar is that so collaborative in that sort of way. And then just following the journey of this character, and I was interested because you don't really get to showcase sort of this three-dimensional character of this good father as well at the beginning. You know naturally is sort of the South Asian guys, those stories that are about your dad or your parents, usually they're kind of like, there's, he's strict and he doesn't want you to do this and he doesn't want to, you know, he's stopping you in some sort of way. And actually this guy was just a good dad who wants to get back to his young son, and then meets all of this sort of situational happenings on this bus. And that was something that I was really interested in. That was something that I'd not seen before. And from sort of me and Amar's point of view, from our respective kind of culture and where we come from, that was something that really interested me. So as soon as he said, yeah, I'm interested, I was like, great, wonderful, let's get going, let's get on it.
No, and I'm really glad you brought that up, because actually I really enjoyed that, because it would have been very easy to make this film, but immediately from your character's point of view, being on the bus without all the family stuff to open the film, which I thought was added like a really nice extra dimension to it. And with you, Amar, I mean, obviously it's a tricky subject matter that you're dealing with, because ultimately we talk about terrorists and it's a bus journey. But I don't know, I'd be interested to know about the writing process, you know, thinking about all of that, because obviously you wanted to make this film. But were you sort of not struggling, that's the wrong way to put it, but how did you go about sort of putting the script together, thinking I want to do it in such a particular way, and, you know, mindful of different things that you wanted to showcase and not necessarily showcase? I mean, what was the process behind that?
As soon as these ideas had come up in terms of, you know, there's an object on a bus, it's a bag, and it's, you know, I feel that there's a lot of situations in the world that happen over, you know, fighting that's happening and conflict there is. And usually if you look at the basis of what it is all about, it's usually quite basic. It's really quite ego-driven. It's really fundamentally nothing there. And it's a shame. That is what I also wanted to depict. And it's not just saying black, brown, white, etc. It's because I believe that Steve has a background as well. Because if I was to do a longer version, I think Steve's having a bad day and he's doing what he needs to do as well. So it isn't about what I wanted to depict, that this is a terrorist standoff. And there is, you know, what we're trying to put across is that it could be anyone on the bus, and these types of conflicts come about. And usually, you know, if you just sat down and had a chat, had a night, you'd drop the egos. And I think we'd open the bag up and see that there's nothing there, right? And we'd go, okay, let's go home now. The interesting thing is that while writing, I wanted the characters to be acting as well. So if you think about, they're all acting, you know. Bus driver Raj is trying to calm the situation down. He's also shitting it, right? But he's also trying to sort of decipher what is going on. What Tony's trying to do is there's a battle. There's a battle of egos. And he's a little bit more, how can I say, he's a fuse, you know, and he doesn't like what's going on. And we have those characters in the world as well. And that situation was so important to write up, because I feel this is happening all the time. We see it on the streets, we see it everywhere. And the realism that comes with that. Obviously, the terrorist is just an environment in which, you know, you can depict something, and it's close to home a little bit that we can. I remember right at the start talking to Connor about it, and he remembered an incident that happened with him, which there was a bag left, and what these things do to us.
Yeah.
You know, left on a train, I think it was, and what these things actually do to us and how they permutate our mind in terms of what we think about. It's fascinating. That's the type of things I wanted to sort of bring out in the script while I was writing.
Thank you. And actually, I'm so pleased you mentioned about Steve, because I would have liked to know a little bit more about him, because I was trying to work out what had happened and what, not motivation is the wrong word, but what had happened to him early in the day or early that week or something, because I know Bally's character, you do, as I said, and I really like that. But then again, I suppose the flip side is you knew you wanted to make a film that was X minutes long. I know you kind of said you actually cut a little bit. So it's, where is that going to, you know, if you've got much more time in a film, I'm sure you could have done that. But I suppose that's the push we pull me of filmmaking. You know, it's everything in filmmaking is always looking at, in hindsight, I could have done it differently. But it's an impossible task, I guess.
Yeah. I think there's beauty in both things, in both ways of depicting it. If you had a longer version, then you would then almost see Tony and you'd see a little bit background of Steve, and then you'll be sort of fighting yourself a little bit more than what you see now. But the beauty about the short is you go onto the top deck of the bus with Bally, with Raj, and you're assessing it with him, and that's quite nice, because it's from his perspective. It's a POV. That first shot is, it's just to sort of look at, okay, what's going on. Because when they do say there's a bomb in that bag, you see immediately the bus driver also. So it's the same time as the audience figure out what's going on. So it's almost like both minds are working this out.
I think the film is brilliant, you know, and I'm sure, well, I'm fairly positive that a feature is a possibility in the back of your mind if you haven't written something already, you know, because it could easily, as often in this case, this could easily be a feature film, couldn't it? You know, you could easily expand on this and, no, I'm not sure. Perhaps that's something you looked at. I suppose that is my question, actually. Con, has this been looked at as a feature? Is that a possibility?
So I know Amar has looked at the full-length version of this and what that would look like. We ultimately haven't discussed it at length. But I think what's more important to us at this stage is kind of what you were talking about here, about how it could be a feature length. You know, one thing that Amar and I focus on massively is this approach of, yes, we like creating these short films that are designed for film festivals, for that kind of short form, you know, approach, but also equally trying to create a cinematic approach where we're putting in the feature, the qualities which are valued within the sort of cinematic space. So certainly in terms of, you know, Bus Driver and wanting it to be a feature, I think it's certainly got the scope. Whether or not we will, I mean, we've got other projects that we're working on, so it's I think certainly at some point we'll circle back to this and discuss it to see if it's actually got legs.
Put it on a train. Oh my God, no, don't put it on a train. Like I said earlier, logistics of that. Oh, there was a filmmaker I was speaking to last year, done this brilliant film that was made in, I think he filmed it in Spain. And I was like, how the hell did you do this? And it turned out he had done it kind of illicitly, but God knows how he got away with it. No, because he said the nightmare of trying to do it, the cost and the logistics involved, he just said it would have been awful, you know, so difficult to do. And I don't know how he managed to get away with it, because it's brilliantly acted and it was really clever how he'd done it, and how he'd done the cuts. But now you said that, Con, I'm assuming that you do know each other over a period of time. You've obviously consulted and worked together before.
So we've consulted and worked together afterwards. So Bus Driver was actually the first project that Amar and I worked on. But following that, you know, Amar came to me immediately after we finished Bus Driver. It took us a while, you know, to go through post and put it into festivals. You know, a year has passed essentially since we first filmed this. And since then we've filmed something else, another short, and we're working on, you know, subsequent projects as well following that. But Bus Driver was very much the first project that allowed us to meet and work together. And I think, you know, what's important to us as well is continuing that sort of, without sounding cliche, but that sort of family that we've created. You know, we had a great experience on Bus Driver, you know, with Bally and with the other cast members and with the crew as well, that we like this idea of taking a lot of those people and working with them on future projects. So we do speak a lot. I think that's something that we want to continue to, you know, to work towards.
Yeah, just to add to that is I think you know, working with Vali was phenomenal. You know, I remember there was a particular scene where the first time he had to go upstairs after the you know, the evacuation happens, and I remember Vali and I we had a quick chat, and there was about 8 points I think that I had made, because it was a very delicate matter to run upstairs and, you know, sort of to visualize all three, look at the bag and then, you know, create that comfort for them as well. As you know, I was amazed. I think Bally just took 2 minutes out, 3 minutes. He held his head, I remember, and he went up and he just absolutely smashed it. So, you know, a phenomenal actor. And I think when we talk about family, you know, it'd be lovely to work with Bally again. And the rest of the crew, I think, as well. I mean, you know, we were just talking about how less time we had and the way that we filmed it, we had to just take after take, and it had to be done pretty quickly. I think everyone was amazing. Credit to all the actors. Thank you, Bally.
Honestly, like, working with you guys has just been incredible. I mean, we say about the lack of sort of the lack of time, the lack of shots that we were, you know, the lack of takes that we could do, but actually I think that kind of helped, and kind of we all kind of pitched in together and we were like, right, you get sort of, you know, 1-2 goes at this, and ultimately a lot of that is actually, you can see that when you watch the film, you can see the urgency, and we kind of needed that, to be honest, to especially in the top deck of the bus, to make all of those interactions between all of those characters, and all of those actors are brilliant as well, with all of our sort of given circumstances to each other, it was actually really really needed, and I think you can see that when you watch the film.
Oh no! Like I said, the performance, everything about the film is absolutely brilliant, and it's class. I mean, you know, obviously I see hundreds of films, but you know, it is a really classy film. It should all pat itself on the back. So Bally, kind of the final question to you: when you're on that set, on the very first, sorry, not on the set, but when you're about to film the very first day, And you kind of are carrying the film because you're the main character. I know there's lots of, it's almost, not in a song, because you are really the main character. Mm. Is the first thought in your head, shit, this is now on me, or not?
yeah, a little bit. I think, especially when, you know, when we didn't know each other at this point. You know, we've not worked with each other prior. So we're all just kind of figuring each other out a little bit in those first couple of scenes. And it you know, the first scene is kind of the first, you know, one of the first scenes that we shot was I was walking through the bus sort of station, going towards the bus, which is not the beginning of the film, but kind of one at the start of it. And we are kind of figuring each other out and talking to each other and going, how are we going to creatively make this? And I suppose there is a level of pressure, but I find that regardless of whether it's whether it's a short film, if it's a feature, if it's a series or whatever, I'll always have that sort of thing. What's amazing is to have like Connor and Emma and everyone actually on that set just make you feel comfortable, because I think that's so important, because I've been on sets where other lead actors or whatever it is, they, you know, Emma was talking about ego, and you know, people kind of don't want to give up their position, or they're going, you know, I want this, or I want to be treated like that, or you know, and with this, it was just kind of made me feel comfortable straight away. This is what we've got idea. This is what we've got as a concept, and they gave me the trust and belief that I could go and actually kind of carry the whole thing, because you don't know as well. And the guys will say this: you don't know what's going to happen. Do you know what I mean? We didn't know if it, you know, does it work? Does it not work? Is it, you know, is it going to be good? They got a lot of faith in me to kind of lead the whole thing. So you kind of just want to reciprocate that back, you know, to them.
Didn't you order grilled chicken and an old fashioned?
And an old fashioned.
And then I said, Connor, go and get it for me quickly. Go and get it.
Large old fashioned. It's a half cut on set or something. Brilliant. Okay, guys, that was absolutely wonderful to talk with you all. And the main reason I want to come off this call now is because you're basically all too good looking, which is rather annoying. But other than that, you've all actually been been really, really good. And genuinely, as I said throughout, this is a fantastic film. It really, really is. And I just want to thank you all very much for taking part. Real, real pleasure to talk to you all.
Steve, thank you so much. I really appreciate you, you know, selecting the film and enjoying the film and giving us this feedback and this opportunity. Really, really appreciate it. Thank you.
If you would like to submit to one of our festivals,